No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and I'm in here today with AJ Productions. How the fuck you doing, bro?
Yo, chilling, man. Maintaining.
Yeah, so you are a dude who's, everybody's gonna know the name when they click it and shit, but I feel like, you know, being a music video director, it's like a very, it's a challenge to like brand right. yourself, to let people know who you really are.
Right.
So we out here today doing the introduction.
Yeah, for sure. I'll be behind the scenes most of the time. Like people, I got billions of views on YouTube. People still can't put the face to it.
Like, 1.6 million subscribers is a shitload. I got less than that on my personal channel. But you're behind the camera, so it's like a very, it's a different type of fame, a different type of notoriety.
Yeah, they told me I was the first like individual videographer person to do that. Like, you know, you got blog sites that do it, but that's a team of people. Like,
that's
me being literally, I'm shooting it and editing it all myself. Like, they was like, you was the first person in the, being a video director to really do that for real.
It's kind of like an under-discussed hustle. Like, everybody wants to be a rapper. Everybody once they realize they can't be a rapper, they want to make beats.
Right.
The video director, or like, especially, but you know what? Okay. And I realize I'm just talking a lot and I'm not letting you talk. But like, the other day I was reading an article from like some dudes who shoot like big name like music videos for like indie type bands and shit. And the whole article was just about how horrible it is, how you have to work for like no money, how it's like you have to just grind for years and years to make a name for yourself, blah, blah, blah. And I was just thinking, I'm like, damn, rap is crazy because like I can think of, you know, not a ton, but maybe like, you know, at least like 5 or 10 different video dudes who have like created like a persona for themselves on YouTube, on Instagram, and people know their names in rap, and they can just make a good living just by doing videos, like really hustling it with smaller artists, bigger artists, whatever.
Yeah. So that's that. I really knew it was something like when rappers start to really say my name in songs, Dirk, Uzi, like I was just like, I never even met Uzi at the time when he said it. Like he was just like,
what did he say?
He said, my dreads, they used to be braids, shoot at rappers like Aze. Like, wow. It was on the, I think it was called the, it was like an OJ the Juice, man. I think that was the name of the song.
On like the Make the Chapstick A remix.
Yeah, it was something like that. And I ain't never even, like, people just started tweeting me the slogan. I'm like, who said that? They like Uzi. I'm like,
is it the one where he got on the G Herbo beat? That one?
No, that was new. That was something old. I forgot. I'm going to look it up. It's like something like OJ or something like, he kept saying A like OJ the Juice, man, in the song.
That's a big moment in any person's career is when they get a really, really good shout out in a song.
Right, yeah. Like Dirk and all of them, they didn't say it, but it's like them my homies, so it's like,
from Chicago.
Right, yeah. So I'm shooting all their videos and I've been knowing Dirk since grammar school. So it's like, it wouldn't be like a surprise more if he said versus somebody I never met that's like a, you know, bigger artist.
I feel like people like you though get that respect when they go to Chicago. I mean, when people come to Chicago, they're like, I gotta shoot with
everybody. Like I didn't did like, even if we like set up a music video, like did like in studio footage, like some type of footage just to do it, you know what I'm saying, just to get it done. But for sure, I didn't link with pretty much a lot of people and everybody, like, you know, within the circle.
So how'd you start shooting videos? Were you trying to be a rapper before that, or did you skip
that? I did like a song playing with my cousin, but I ain't never put out no, like, this is me as a rapper. Like, I really was just at the crib bored and just said, I just watched music videos all day. So I said, I'm gonna see how they do it. So I tried to do it with my homie. And just went from there. But no, I ain't never put out no song rapping.
Okay, so how'd you start making videos, though?
Being at the crib board, watching videos. Yeah. So I just said, all right, let me see how they do it. I put the song, the Soulja Boy Crank That Song, to like a SpongeBob cartoon. Wow.
That was
like,
your first one?
That was my first video that I actually tried to edit and put together.
That's amazing.
But I didn't even know how to mute the audio from SpongeBob. Like SpongeBob was still talking
like in the background.
In the background of the Soulja Boy Crank That. And then I shot my homie video. That was my first music video. Uh-huh. Like my homie in high school type thing.
Do you had camera equipment already, or how?
No,
did you
I used my mama. The camera she would take pictures of us like when we graduated and stuff.
Right.
It just had a mode on it where you can record, and I literally had a little pink camera. Like, all right, we gonna shoot with this. Yeah. Hey, what is this?
How old were you when you did this?
That was probably like 18, like right before I graduated.
So how old
like
are you 17, now?
27.
Holy shit. Okay, yeah, so you've been grinding for a while to get here right now.
That's what I said. Like a lot of, like I get messages from like all the up and coming people, like people that's even big. Like they mention my name in articles all the time. Like he the reason I started shooting. Because when I was shooting, it wasn't a lot of people shooting videos. Now you got like,
like you said, that's 10 like an unrecognized grind.
Right, like nobody was like really shooting. Like the biggest person that I knew that I was seeing their name a lot that wasn't like mainstream was Jordan Towers. Other than him, I really wasn't seeing nobody.
He's out of Atlanta too, right?
He might have been. I don't know. I'm not even sure.
I don't really know either.
Because he was doing like everything for Worldstar for a while, right?
Yeah, he was working for. He was doing all the old Yo Gotti videos.
He started doing Worldstar first, and then
I think that's how he made a name for himself, was just by shooting a shitload of Worldstar content. You know what's weird is like maybe a year or two ago, I realized that he still has a YouTube channel where he does like straight up like YouTube news commentary shit. Yeah,
he did like a lot of French Montana and shit like that.
That sounds about right.
I think he was working with all the artists that Worldstar was, because he was always on the big box. And his intro was like on
Jordan
films, for sure.
So how did you, like, you did that first video, but like how'd you go about getting more serious? Were you watching mad tutorials? Did you have anybody who was like mentoring you at all?
I ain't have nobody to really reach out to. Like, it was people in Chicago like I reached out to, but it was nobody that I can like really talk. Like I say, it wasn't a lot of people like that was shooting videos at the time. Like, it was a few people in the city, but it was really nobody. So I just practiced as I kept going. I was just practicing and practicing. And I never thought about even going on YouTube to really like see how to, because I wouldn't even know what to call it, because I don't know what I'm doing at this point. So I really just was playing with stuff and just learned as I kept going.
How long did it take for you to get like a proper filming setup? Like, how did that slowly develop?
I was working at Walgreens. Like, I started working at Walgreens when I was 16. So I was just using checks to like buy different equipment here and there. I mean, the checks was only like $300, so it was like I could only take like $100 per check without being starving and no gas and all that.
Man.
So I really just was just buying little equipment here and there. Now, my first camera that I bought, my brother went half. It was $800. I took a check that was $400. He gave me the other $400, and it was just like a little mini flip out HD. So I'm like, HD, I'm finna be with the big dogs. Yeah. Really, it was like the bottom of the barrel type of HD ever. Like, it was like 720 at the lowest capacity ever. Damn. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking HD, like, I'm like, oh, you I'm thinking like, in this day, I'm like, oh, I just got a red camera. I have something that's HD. Because the camera that I was shooting with, it wasn't HD. So I'm thinking HD, I'm about to take over the world. Like, I'm like, this is it.
About to be shooting movies on that bitch.
It wasn't like that.
Were you let down once you started using it, or were you kind of hyped on it?
I was hyped because in the time,
you didn't really know.
I didn't know. So I'm like, they like, how much you charge? I'm like, well, I could do it for like $100 because this HD. Uh-huh. Like, you know what I mean? Because before I was doing the other camera for like $50 or something like that. But
so that's what you were doing. You were shooting rap videos for like the super low just to get practice and stuff?
Yeah, just to practice because I had nobody else to shoot.
How were you even like meeting these people to do
Facebook.
It? Just Facebook?
Facebook. So people just hit me
you was
on
the
Facebook.
Only, you, like you said, you was the only local one.
You're right. So they're just like, hey, I want to shoot something. How much you charge? I'm like, $50. They like, okay, cool. Let's do it. And I'm like, I ain't
know
these people.
That was for you to edit it too?
Yeah, that was everything. That's like, fine. Me to upload it. Everything. Like, I didn't know what to charge. I had nobody to ask, like, how much do you charge for a music video?
Exactly. Right.
I had nobody. I think I inboxed Jordan Towers. Like, that was the only person I really could reach out to. Like, he didn't even respond, though, so I still ain't know.
Man, so really the Worldstar email is probably busting. That's
right. Yeah, he was the man then, so it was like I had no help.
Wow, that's fucking crazy. So, yeah, when did you start, like, meeting anybody who was, like, have any kind of fame or anything early on? I imagine there had to be a moment where you either got a big check or where you worked with a big artist.
I think it was really when people start to ask me, like, how much you charge, and I'm like, I can make money off this. Like, all right, I'm going to keep doing it just to make money off of it. And like I said, I went to grammar school with Dirk. So this around the time when Dirk had just started rapping. Uh-huh. So he put out a video, and it got, like, hundreds of thousands of views. Back then, 100,000 views is, like, 100 million today.
That's facts.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So we like, oh, you hitting 100,000? He like, let's do something, bro. Like, we stayed in the same neighborhood. So we did a video, and then that's when everybody else from the camp, like Fredo, Chief Keef, SD, Lil Reese, they was like, oh, this video decent. Because at the time, I guess it was decent for that era. Like, oh, this is hard. Let's do something. So everybody just started hitting me on Facebook. I shot the Lil Reese Us video.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, we did Chief
so
Keef, I Don't Know Them.
That's
like, SD, all like, I just started going crazy doing everybody videos. And then just like, on Worldstar, all you heard was that siren. Like, that's how, like, once we start to get bigger, you know, in the industry, My logo was on every video coming out of Chicago. I was literally shooting like Herb, Bibby, Keith, Dirk, Reese, Fredo, Tink. Shooting. Like it was like it was like no way you can say anything about the Chicago music scene without knowing me or watching one of my videos.
I don't know about your background so much, but was there ever a time when you were around all these dudes where you were like, holy fuck, because they're known for crazy behavior, a lot of guns, a lot of drugs. Was there ever like moments where you were just like, oh my God, what the fuck am I doing?
I think I was used to it because, like I said, the environment I grew up around, I was used to it. Like, I had an older brother. Like, I used to hang with them. Like, I was never really hanging around with people with my age for real. Like, I was always with older people, so I was used to everything I was seeing. So when we go shoot a video and there's guns and stuff, I'm like, it's just a normal day to me. Like, oh, okay.
They point them at the camera and shit.
Oh, yeah. A lot of times the videos, it's very scary.
Nigga got the beam at the camera.
Right, yeah. Bro, I just shot videos where it's like 10 beams just on my body. Like you be having to like you like holding your stomach together because you like, if somebody let one of these guns, I'm getting shot in the stomach, bro. And I might die shooting this video. But as I got further into it and more smart, I'm like, all right, we're gonna empty out all the clips of these.
Nah, that's facts. Right, how long did that take till you had to get to that level, though?
As of years ago, like, because back then it was like if you ain't really know somebody, you can't really just walk up to somebody like, can you take the bullets out your gun? Like, you know what I mean? Like, how could you just tell somebody, you know, like, you just all excuse things me, you
sir,
just pray.
Chief Keefe, sir, could you please check to make sure there's not one in the head?
Yeah, to make sure the environment is safe.
Like, once I saw that video of Dex from Detroit, when he shot the video, shot the gun when he was shooting the video.
He did? Like, he didn't shoot like the videographer?
He shot it off to the side. He was rapping like, woo, woo, woo. Bow! Like, on the time when he said it on the song, he really shot. I'm like, bro, that bullet could have bounced off the wall, hit. I'm like, yeah, we're going to make sure these empty from now.
He ain't even trying to shoot in there.
Nah, bro. He shot it like outside the door, like, of the house. Like, wow. He was far back from, so like, the cameraman kind of shook a little bit. Like,
what was your perspective on like what was going on in Chicago at that time? Because that was, to me, that was a huge moment in rap history, because I had never seen a rapper who blew up with like the young people in Chicago or in their city before they got the hype on the blogs, before they got the hype, on Worldstar or on anywhere else. It was like the first time I had really seen something like go crazy locally like that. And then the internet had to catch up. Right. It was such a different thing in rap at that time.
I really believe like once he did so many views, like they had no choice but to like look into it. Like, how is he doing this? Mm-hmm. And nobody like industry wise knew anybody. Like, when Keith put out a video, and I think the first video he had to hit 1 million views was the Bang video.
Mm. Yeah.
Once they hit 1 million views, people like, how is he hitting 1 million views off like some hood stuff?
That was like around like John Madden and all that shit.
Yeah,
was
like right after all that. Like, John Madden and all them was hitting like hundreds of thousands of views. But Bang was the first thing to hit 1 million views.
That shit was crazy.
So I just feel like once they saw that, because Fredo and Reese and all them, they was rapping. But they didn't care about rap.
Yeah.
Once Keith hit 1 million views, they were like, oh, we finna hit 1 million views. Like, then that's when everybody started to take it serious.
Because they didn't even have no videos before that, huh?
Not for real. Like, I think Dirk and Reese had like one video together. And then after that, that's when they saw
you
Keith
shot
was like, no, I didn't even shoot it. Because that's when like Dirk hit me and it was like, man, I rap now. And he sent me that video of him and Reese. And then that's when we did the Jack Boys video. That video like 6-7 years ago.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So we did that, and then we just kept working. I did the L's Anthem remix with him and French Montana. Like, me and Dirkton did about 14-15 videos together.
That's fine.
Because we had a relationship.
What's the video you got paid the most for during your whole career? Was there ever like one where you just got hit by the label and you just got the stupid check?
What's crazy, it's probably not even a label. It's probably some like street type of dude.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, like the labels be, it's cool.
They
like,
be trying to finesse it a little
bit. Yeah, like it's cool. Like, I get decent label budgets, but it'll be somebody like from the streets, like, bro, I want to make a movie and do something. It probably was like Rallo.
Really?
Yeah, we shot like a 3-part video, but it's like all one
1,000%
video.
Believable.
Yeah, it's probably
paid in cash.
Yeah, it's probably Rallo. Off time. Yeah. We really had to pull up in Pakistan. Like, it's a neighborhood in Atlanta.
I thought you meant like y'all.
No.
I thought you meant y'all.
I was like, wait a minute.
Rallo, he bought a whole community.
That's crazy.
And it's like, you pull up to it, and the dude come to the gate with a chopper, like, who you here to see? You like, Rallo. You're like, okay, cool. Let him in. You, it's like a real operation. Like, you just wait for him. He come down.
Fam goon
like,
shit, man.
Like, it's real, a real operation. He brought a whole community in Atlanta for real.
You think Rallo about to get out?
Yeah, I just talked to his people. They say he about to get out, like, next year or something.
He didn't take the deal. He didn't snitch.
Right, yeah. They say he should be getting out.
They kept him locked up for hella years for no reason, then.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's been, cause how long has it been? Like 2 years? A year?
Yeah. It's been like a good two, I feel like.
Was it crazy just being around Rallo in general and like his fucking environment and shit? Are there any rappers in general that stand out that you were just like, holy fuck, this is insane, like the way they were moving around or whatever?
I think I was so used to Chicago, a lot of stuff didn't surprise me. Yeah, like if I was like from somewhere where I'd never seen a bunch of guns or a bunch of, like, I would have been like, what is this? Like, yeah, they got 100 guns in this. But I was just like used to it. Like, I see guns like they pieces of gum. Like, oh, it's an AK-47 round. Like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't really like, no, like, I can't believe there's so many guns in here. Like, I think coming up in Chicago and that whole little movement, everybody had a gun. So it was like, just some more guns.
After that, like, Keith and Fredo wave and shit, like, who, where did you go from there? Like, what was your attitude on, like, how you should continue to progress with your whole movement? Because you could have just tried to be, like, Keith's personal videographer, could break off and, like, you built your own identity and platform.
I tried the personal cameraman thing, but I went on tour with Yo Gotti. So at the time, of course, Yo Gotti was a bigger artist than Keith and all them. So I'm like, this is a good opportunity. So I went on tour with Yo Gotti when he dropped CM7. So I was on tour with him for some months. But then I'm like, I'm missing out on all the videos at the crib where I can be getting, you know, generating views. Because, like, nobody was getting paid for nothing back then. Like, everything I was shooting was for free. They was doing shows and stuff. Like, nobody was getting paid for nothing.
That's fact.
So I'm like, I can make a little money on the road or I can build my brand up at home and shoot 7-8 artists that's on the rise, you know, at once. So I tried the Yo Gotti tour, and I was like, all right, this is cool, but I'd rather go back to the crib and shoot.
That's facts.
So really, I just started going messing with Atlanta artists. That way I can keep my name, you know, getting, like, more global.
When was your first, like, out of Chicago, like, placement with somebody else?
It probably was in Atlanta with either Jose Guapo, definitely Jose Guapo. Jose Guapo, yeah. And then I shot Rich the Kid.
He slept on, by the way.
Yeah, for sure.
Guapo did this interview and we lost the footage, so we put it out audio only.
Damn.
How y'all lose the footage? That's the worst thing ever, to lose footage.
That's that Guapanese. I love
that. Like, when you're shooting a video and you format the car, and then moment you think, like, did I dump that footage?
Have you done that?
Yes, that's the worst feeling.
You shot whole videos and then lost it?
Bro, that's the worst feeling
ever. Or somebody paid for you. Like, paid to.
Bro, it's like your heart drop. You trying to think of other stuff to say. It's like nothing you can say, but I accidentally deleted it.
Like, yo, bro, we got to shoot it over.
You're like, we going to have to shoot the video over. My computer, like, he's like, you really don't know what to say, but just like, I lost
you,
the footage.
You never know how a nigga might react to it. Nigga might just be hella mad, like, bro.
But over the years, I only did that, like, twice.
Okay.
That's cool. Twice.
I've done it with whole interviews, too. That's my Valet interview. Yeah. Gone.
I know you were sick.
Intern deleted it. I was so fucking
hey, that's a pretty good ratio. You only had two.
Yeah, two out of, mishaps. Like, hundreds of videos on the shot. Like,
one of the ones I lost, too, was fucking Lil Peep. Legendary ass one where I lost the audio file. That was brutal.
Yeah. It was just an interview with no audio.
We had shitty ass, like, camera audio from across the room, but we didn't have like the good audio, and that was brutal. And also Combat Jack. That's the weird one, is that Combat Jack, the podcast dude who really, like, inspired me early on. I did him and Peep in the same day, lost the audio, and then a year later they were both dead. Just coincidentally, they both passed away. Both. So it was, like, extra harsh to, like, be like...
Didn't you try to, like, retrieve the audio and do something to it? But
it wasn't happening.
Ain't no way to retrieve shit like that. Like, it was just like...
Like, once they told me, like, if you delete something off a memory card, you format it, like, it's possible to get some of it back. But if you start shooting something else over it, it's over with. Like, there's no way you getting it back. Like, I tried to download every app on my computer to try to get it back. It's
on the black market, you know, looking for shit.
It's like, nothing you can do. Literally.
Who are the artists that you shot early on that you had no idea were going to blow up, and then they got huge? Like,
everybody
you shot
in Chicago. Literally. Like, Keith, Dirt, like, you couldn't tell me that in 2 years that they was going to be, like, some of the biggest artists in the world. Like, you couldn't tell me that. Mm. Like, everybody in Chicago that blew up, it was, like, 10, 12 people that blew up. Like, you probably was thinking, like, okay, one of them going to blow up. But we had a whole wave of, like, 10 people, 10, 12 people that blew up and still like around right now. Like
that's crazy.
The Chicago scene's still pretty good too. Like there's still like a whole new wave coming out. Yeah.
It's like Valet. You got Lil Zay, Polo G. Like it's a bunch of Z Money. If he wasn't getting locked up so much, he was a part of the old wave.
He was supposed to be an artist in like 2013 his video.
His videos back then, 2012, 2013 Crazy. He was going crazy. Him and Bandman Kevo kind of came out together, but then you know Kevo just got out too, and he wasn't really rapping as much. But yeah, Z Money was definitely around back then. Around that,
do you do any Dex videos early on?
Nope, I never. I talked to Dex numerous of times, but I never shot a video with Dex.
Oh, that's word? Too bad. That would have been. Damn. You could have got him back. What was his old rap name before his famous Dex?
Black Migo.
Black Migo Dex. Yeah.
Black Migo Dex.
That's such a Black funny Migo name.
With the,
with big doinks getting passed. Okay.
With the fucking the big horse Ralph Lauren polo.
Right, right. Yeah, no,
with the Wiz Khalifa patch.
Yeah, yeah. With the
that was grimy, grimy Dex. Grimy Dex.
Shout out Juice WRLD. That's a new wave. Chicago about to have a whole bunch of emo rappers coming out.
Chicago. Yeah, be forget about Juice.
The emo wave is going to take over. You're going to have all these little black emo kids hitting you up like, yo, I need my video.
Bro, you know what's crazy? Like, now, I done had a lot of people that's in Chicago that's trying to rap now, and they getting their stuff mixed by Evian, and that's the dude that did the Lucid Dreams for... So he got that little tail like, Evian on the mix. Like, everybody trying to go there because they like, oh, Juice did this, let me do
it. They like, yo, we need that tag one time, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, you smoke?
No, I'm good.
You sure?
Man.
I got these fucking Bearwoods. I got this big, giant fucking Bearwoods pre-roll that we got to smoke at some point here. I'm trying to give it to somebody.
Oh, man.
This shit will kick your ass.
It's 420, man.
It's got like a whole eighth
in it.
What
you got this dipped in, bro?
Yeah, right?
It's dipped in Keef or whatever. And then I got this fucking Bearwoods vape pen, too. It looks like a blunt.
It's literally like a cigar.
It's huge. It'll get you fucking... destroyed. If you don't normally smoke, I wouldn't recommend it because it might send you to the hospital.
Honestly, I smoke on a pretty good occasion and them shits fucking up too.
The Keef on the outside just makes me cough so much. I don't know what it is.
Oh yeah, see, I ain't messing with nothing.
Bro, you gotta tell you. Gotta,
if you smoke and you say that this makes you cough and I don't know. Yeah, I ain't messing with
that. Bro, you gotta take that bitch, break it down, and then re-roll it in a fucking... In a joint.
I've done that. Not in a joint, but I've like
grimy shit.
They give you like a pre-roll blunt. Not Bearwoods. I always smoke theirs. Yeah. Legit. But like other companies will give me one and I'll break it down and put it in a blunt. But then I'll be looking at it like, man, this is some bunk ass shit in this thing.
You ever had anybody get too high and fucking like just be weird on camera? Like they were doing good at first and they just,
and then just got high?
Yeah.
I'd have had to happen. I'm trying to see who first that I can say.
It happened that many times?
Like, no, it's just they just get high and they like...
Like they not
like,
interested on
like
camera
Reese,
no more.
He'll get high. He be like, "You think that's enough footage?" And we did two takes. But yeah. he be like, "We should be good with that. Just make that a video."
I mean, weed is one thing, but if somebody's like really zanned out or whatever, then they're just on another planet, and it's just like
falling asleep.
Trying to do an interview with somebody who's off pills or some shit can be the weirdest thing ever.
I saw that interview you did with Boonk. He was like, he ran into the wall.
Bro, he fell over.
You never had a Boonk gang moment while you were shooting a video? You remember that clip of him on the video? He's hitting him like that.
Nah,
you see that? Oh my god, it's so stupid looking.
He was trying to fight the video.
He was. He fucking swung on him. Oh wait,
was it in a parking garage? Was in like a parking garage or something?
I think I might. It looked like that. Yeah.
I think I might have saw that because the videographer had said something about it. Like, you can't talk to me any type of way or something.
Oh, the Boonk one, that was a bad
one. That's real.
That interview was a bad one. But like, and Wi-Fi's funeral, his first interview, I gave him a blunt. He's in Florida, you know, so they used to the Reggie out there to a certain extent. You know, he wasn't rich back then, but I gave him a blunt, some fire, and he fucking fell asleep. Partway through the interview,
tapped,
just fell asleep.
He might have been on the perk.
He was a little kid back then, though. I think it's before. Perk Wi-Fi. Yeah.
I mean,
perk Wi-Fi.
Perk Wi-Fi. You're not off the perks either?
Yo.
All right, good. Just wanted to check because he was just saying that nobody's excited for 420 this year because they're all on perks now.
Right. Everybody's off the perk. Nobody gives a fuck.
They said, I saw a post on Instagram like, nobody excited about 420 no more because everybody doing coke now.
Same joke, but probably a lot of truth.
Exactly.
Yeah, everybody got to take it to the extremes now. It's the end times because with the environment and shit, it's like realistically, we're not going to see 2030. So it's like you might as well just be a zombie for the next 10 years.
We're not going to see 2030. Fuck.
I mean, it's possible. 19? They're saying if we don't do something serious about the environment, we're done in like 12 years.
You believe that?
I don't know.
12 years?
It was a tweet. Why not?
He said, I don't know.
12 years is like, nigga, that's like around the corner, low key, even though, shit, I don't know. That's around the corner, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, Perk Wi-Fi is a good rap name. Somebody got to make that their new name.
Perk Wi-Fi.
The same way that Lil Xan got cracking off basically having a name with Xan in it. It's like, if you came out with a stupid-ass rap, if you came out Lil Perk right now, I mean, that sounds kind of generic.
I'm pretty sure there's probably a Lil Perk somewhere.
But you could have a hot rap name that was only hot because it just had Perk in it, and people are stupid, and they would just fall for it.
That's facts, huh?
Lil Perk.
Lil Perk. But I feel like that's like a little too generic.
They have to say it's a fake Lil Pump. Like Lil Perk. Exactly. Lil Perk. Lil Perk.
I mean, arguably that whole wave of like SoundCloud rapper shit, like people could kind of get hot by just being on some like crazy hair color, face tattoo shit. I feel like arguably that era has like died down a lot.
Right. That's facts.
You know, sure. People are like adjusting
coming
to
back
that.
Regular.
Yeah, a little in bit at least.
I don't know. Right, in a sense.
I mean, what's regular? You know, like what's regular? Like
it's regular.
It's regular.
I mean, you know. So where do you see yourself in terms of like what you're doing right now in the game and like how you're like, well, actually, let me ask this, is how do you make the majority of your money these days? Or like, what's the average day like for you? You just going out and just grinding out videos all the time? I notice you drop like a couple a week usually on your channel.
Right. Yeah. I think I don't really focus on my channel no more because I'll drop a lot of stuff with Worldstar. It's like, if I was to still be, you know, building up, like I would have way more, but I just was like, if I'm dealing with an artist and they like up and coming, of course, if we go into Worldstar with 20 million subscribers, it'd be a better look as far as the artist. I'm not so like,
or no,
if you not jump, exactly.
With 3 million.
Right.
Solid. Look, not 20, but solid.
Right.
You help the artist submit to Worldstar?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Or do they like task you with shit? Or is like Worldstar hit you up like with work? Or is it's always like you shoot stuff with people and then bring it to them?
Yeah. If I see like, say for instance, a new artist, his name is Lil Soldier. Like, I was shooting, like, he had videos and stuff out, but I was like, okay, if this goes to a bigger platform, this could blow. You know what I'm saying? He had a song, the first song I shot with him was with J.D. Young getting it hit a million. And then now he's just getting stuff that's more and more, and he hitting millions on his own now.
There you go.
Have you ever thought about, like, signing an artist or managing an artist?
Yeah, I actually think I'm about to sign an artist. Managing, no, I think I wouldn't even have time to manage an artist.
Running around with an artist all the time has got to be crazy.
I've been like people cameraman seeing the run around like that's I'm like, nah, I couldn't do that. That's I wouldn't even have time.
That's like a full-time babysitter position.
Too much going on.
It only makes sense if you could have somebody working for you who is that person who's just following them around and taking care of shit and
that
booking
would, like,
flights and shit.
Filming for you or something?
From your perspective, I don't know.
Yeah, because I wouldn't be able to.
Would you ever go back to being somebody's like personal, like
never.
Just like no?
Never. I wouldn't even have the time. I got family and stuff. Back then, it was just me, and now I got kids and stuff. So it was like, I wouldn't even have time to really go away for months and following somebody around. send somebody and then give me the footage and I'll edit it and put it out. But
put the siren in the beginning,
right?
Do you mind doing that? Editing other people's footage.
I hate it. I very rarely
every
do
person
that.
I've ever talked to that edits videos that they
because they
it.
Like it's like you really have to go into the footage and see what they did, and if they didn't do it right, you got to try to fix it. It's like, nah.
If you shoot it yourself, you like
I know what I need to do to get this done, so I know I need to shoot a 60 frames getting this like when people smoke it, you shoot it in 60 frames because it's slow motion. So if somebody's shooting in 24 and you can't put it in slow motion, so now you just got somebody smoking weed fast and it's kind of throw the vibe of the video off. Like,
you always got to slow down the weed smoking.
Always.
Wow. Okay, I didn't realize.
I mean,
that.
You don't have to, but it looks better. It's smooth. It looks better for you to be smoking, and the smoke is slow motion versus just you showing you in the video. You just smoking regular, and it just
that's fast.
Throw it off.
Wow, see, I'm learning shit.
Yeah, but see, you just dropped some videographer game right there.
Right, yeah, for sure.
That was fire.
Did you ever get on the drawing on the screen wave, like drawing on the clips and like doing all the little effects?
I did
shit?
That, and then they like took off with it, and I stopped doing it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like, I did it on the Migos video, the See What I'm Saying video. Oh. I had it drawn all over Quavo and all that. And people was like, oh, this is cool. Let me do it. And they started doing it to the point where people was telling me that I stole it from them. Like,
it blew
you got
up
that
so fast and then like fizzled out hella fast too.
Like,
I
literally did it on like two videos. I had a Playboy Cardi and Rich the Kid video.
Not 3 Chainz, but the other one I know which one.
Yeah, well, they was hanging out the Maserati. Mm-hmm. Doing, I did on that video.
That was out here, wasn't it?
No. We shot it in Atlanta.
Yeah.
That video and the Migos, see what I'm saying? And once I did it, they start running off with it. I stopped doing it.
Yeah, facts.
Like, I was like, all right, cool.
It's weird because shit could get played out super fast in the video world,
right? Oh,
yeah,
for sure. Like, they need to get played out with that massing people eyeballs out and going. I hate it. You'll never see it in one of my videos.
Hey, you know what be cranking when niggas be doing like the dance videos and they got the little neon shit?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of the same.
Right.
But
it's like they've taken the effects too far. Like, yeah. I just see a video was like, I can't watch this. Like, it's like they went to the computer and press all effects do every effect on their computer.
I noticed music videos on when people donate on stream where it seems like they literally just went through and at every single cut they used a different effect. There's like a swirl, and then a zoom, and then effect. The screen shakes. And it's like, whoa, like they didn't repeat one once, but it's like you could shoot a music video so fast if you just had a template already and you just picked out your clips like that.
That's right.
It's like they really just factory. Tearing
it's
it
this,
up.
It's this dude named Tisa Korean. I think he's from, I'm pretty sure he's from like
he goes crazy.
Texas, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got a song called Dip that Uzi did the remix to, but the original video for Dip, like nigga, it's so many fucking crazy, like, and it's a lot, but I like low key, I kind of fuck with it, but it's like, I low key feel like I'm about to have a seizure.
It's like, if you got some structure to it, it's cool, but when you just
I'm gonna show it to you before you leave.
Right, if you got some structure, it's like, this is cool, but if it's just like different effect every 2 seconds, like you can't even see, like if you can't even see the rapper rapping the words that it's changing so much and doing it's like, all right, it's too much.
So let me ask you this though. Say you had to shoot a little house phone video right now. Say you have all your camera equipment, you gotta shoot it in here. How long is it gonna take you to shoot it and how long is it gonna take you to edit it?
How long is the song?
Two and a half minutes.
We could probably shoot that in an hour.
You could shoot it in an hour, but would you prefer to have a lot more time, or is that just
if it's just only in this room, no more than an hour would be needed for real. I would know what to do already. Like everything I see in my head, like I just walk. Like when I walked in there, like everything I see is a music video.
Right.
I was like, oh, this could be a scene. Like I can, like we'll do like this right here. This slow motion right here with him smoking. Like that's how the video coming on.
Facts.
Look, getting him ashing that. Like you got to get every detail,
every little so
you
action,
to cut, so you can cut to it.
Yeah.
Because think about it, we ain't got that much to work with. So if I'm shooting a scene like this, and I'm doing a scene over there, like I got to have something to put in between, so it ain't just going from one side to the other side.
So in your head, are you literally just going to be like getting a shot per bar, basically, or like you know some shots you could use for like multiple bars, or is that why it's so easy for you to edit it because you already have it like organized in your head, basically?
Yeah, I pretty much know. Like I done shot so many videos, it's like I know what I'm gonna need. Like if because I know if we only shooting in this one room, I'm not gonna have a lot of cuts to go to, so I got to make sure I get a lot of B-roll and extra stuff to put in between to make it, you know, a real video.
Oh, that's facts.
Yeah, that's interesting, dude. So what's like the most? So is that Rallo one you were talking about? Is that the most involved of a video shoot you've ever done that took the longest?
Yeah, well, it actually only took us like 2-3 days.
Okay,
so that probably was the longest too. Like I done did 2 day shoots and stuff. But then it'd be like just adding other scenes. But that was like 2-3 days, like real shooting. And we had a jail. We rented out the real jail that they shot the Tupac movie in.
Rented out the jail. That's
like
fire.
We rented out the jail. He had the house. He had the
that's
jail.
Real like mafia level.
Yeah,
money.
It was a bunch of stuff that we had to rent and get on different days and stuff. But it came out cool.
That's crazy.
Do you feel like going into the extra production really like makes the difference at the end of the day to how it's gonna come out, or is just like it just depends on the vibe of the video?
Yeah, it just depends on what all the song is. Like that's why it'd be hard to tell. I'd be like, send me the song, let me listen to it, vibe out and see what we can do for it.
How long you usually sit on a song before you
It depends. Like so some people they'll send you a song and it's like the video is the song. Like they telling you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I shot the King Von video, the crazy story.
Uh-huh.
It was like he was telling the story, so basically just play out what he says.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this is the treatment. Like, you don't really have to think and see, like, all right, we can have you doing, like, if the song is telling you, you know what I'm saying, the video, you just put the visual to the
I never
song.
Even thought about that. That's
probably, right.
That's probably easier for you to work with.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But if they get on the song and it's like, people are like, I often send you this song, I want you to write a treatment. And it's they, like every 2 seconds they talking about a different subject. It's like you have to really sit on it because like, okay, what could this video be about? Because he's really not talking about.
I pop a perk and then the perk zoom in.
Right, like you gotta. It's like you just show everything you're saying, but that'll take forever. Like think about it, you got 3-4 minute song and somebody talking about something different every 2 seconds. Mm. The video will be all over the place.
It would literally, yeah.
It's weird because when you look at like the biggest, craziest videos, like take the Sicko Mode video. It's a long ass song with a ridiculous number of ridiculously expensive, elaborate shots.
Yeah. You're right.
It's like every fucking split every second frame, in that video, you're just seeing something else, and it's probably something that took a while and was expensive as fuck. And that's really like what makes a great video.
But
and
then you know what's crazy? It was the editing that probably took.
No,
like,
sure,
they probably
sure.
just stood in front of that green screen and they put all that right. It probably didn't take them long to shoot it, but it took a minute
had,
to get
that. They had a couple scenes over there, like in front of the fucking store, and they got bitches doing this, and they got this and that. I was like, yo, these niggas really. Shot this video.
Right.
I've been watching Game of Thrones and all. I'm always thinking about, holy fuck, it must have been so expensive to fucking shoot this. And they have 400 fucking extras standing there and shit.
Bro.
And they're all just buff as fuck.
That's a whole nother level of the fucking the TV shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Next level.
Yeah.
You ever thought to get into like other shit besides
I'm working on short films. I got a bunch, like, I got like 2 scripts already. Like I'm about to start shooting the first one like in the next month or two for real.
That's fire.
Yeah, it's called Raid.
Okay.
I got a clip. I mean, I got the cover art is really like the actual like Raid can.
So what's the whole idea for it?
It's on the background on your phone. That's just
fire. Yeah, like this right here. That's how I put it on Instagram.
You're just going to put it on YouTube or what's the release?
Oh, I'm trying to see how I'm going to go about getting it. Like I'm going to go to try to get a backing for it or whatever, but if not, I'm going to put it out like a series, like episode. Yeah. Because them series on YouTube be going up.
They be going up, bro.
For sure. And then that way, even if I do go the YouTube route, I could take it to somebody. My next idea, like, I did this on my own, no budget. Facts. All right, give me $100,000 to do this one.
Bro, take that shit to the fader. Take it to WorldStar.
Bro,
take
I'm going Netflix, thing. Amazon Man. Prime, somebody oh, going.
Google
I got,
Play.
I got the fan base, and the content that I'm doing goes perfect with the fan base. I'm not going all off where they'd be like, what is this? I wouldn't expect this from you. Like eventually, that's I hit them with a curveball, but coming out the gate, I'm going to give you what you want to see.
Yeah.
Like, straight to it. Bunch of guns and all that.
Exactly.
Is that like what you believe your audience wants to see?
Yeah, for sure.
Ridiculous
if they've been around since the Chief Keef era,
right.
They definitely want to see that.
That's what you feel like your fan base is about when you're looking at like your comments.
When I go to
shit?
my thing, like my number one is like Chicago, and then it's like New York, LA, like you. But Chicago line off the roof because that's where I started from. Like that's what my whole.
Do you get all comments that are like? Mad that every video you post isn't a GBE video?
Nah, they've been stopped. Like I do a video for them here and there, but they over here in LA. I live in Atlanta, so it's like, and when we were shooting videos back then, like no video ever was planned.
Mm.
It was literally like, "What you doing today?
Yeah, shit.
All right, come shoot a video."
That's facts.
So by them being in LA and I'm in Atlanta, ain't no what you doing today. Like it'll take me a whole day to get here. Like you know what I'm saying? And they be so. Want to shoot it right then and there. Like, so if you got a camera and you right next to him, all right, come on, let's shoot it. Forget it. I ain't about to wait.
Is there what made you make the move to Atlanta and when did you do that?
Once I saw I was working with a bunch of Atlanta artists going back and forth from Atlanta to Chicago, I'm like, the Chicago wave, like I got that on lock. So I'd rather branch off and live in Atlanta and just go back to Chicago here and there. So I was shooting videos with Pablo Juan, Rich the Kid, Skipper the Flipper, the Migos, like... That whole little way. So I just started taking over Atlanta in a sense. And they like.
Who'd you start fucking with Rich first out of that whole crew?
I shot a Rich the Kid video. His name was Black Boy the Kid.
Wow. Jesus.
Yeah, like, people no that idea about know, that. Exactly. People that haven't even heard black that name. Boy? His name was Black Boy
that's
the
a
Kid.
Wild name,
the only other black boy I know is from Travis Porter.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I thought you were talking about first.
No. I did some like behind the scene work with them. And I
Travis Porter too?
Yeah. Damn, like, I shot a video. Went for them in the club and made it like a fake music video and it got like 500,000 views.
That's fire.
So when they manager reached out to me like, how did you do that? Like they didn't have no video out for it. Yeah. And they was like, is those real views? Like, cause I had a YouTube channel. So they was like, in awe that I had made a music video without them
without
knowing.
Even having a minute.
Right. Yeah. And like they was in it because they was performing it live. Yeah, yeah. So I just put those clips with the crowd clips. Yeah, and put the song. And it got like, it was the Bring It Back song.
Wow.
And it got like 500,000 views. Like, it's still on YouTube to this day.
Bro, hey, they were heavily slept on low key. Like
they had the colleges on lock.
No, no, I mean like they weren't slept on, but I feel like they didn't fucking, I don't know, man. Like niggas don't be giving them enough credit that they deserve.
Right.
They made it fun to like party and like shit.
Like
at that
young
time.
Swag movement.
Hell yeah.
But they kind of missed out on the real success.
You know what happens with like artists that got like colleges and little kids on lock? I think what really tend to happen is like they fan base get grown.
They grow up and they just
and then it's like
or they grow with you.
But sometimes, but the thing is like I see it with YouTubers too, is that if you're a YouTuber who's popular with like 12-year-old kids, when you're 12, your identity is changing mad fast. So by the time you're 15, you're like a totally different person.
You're like, probably, this lame.
You know, you might not be into the same content. And then meanwhile, like it's the same thing with like the young ass rapper crowd or like that market is like they move on super fast because it's like, you know, if you're a Lil Pump fan, a couple years go by, it's like you want a new Lil Pump. So like now, right now, like people are just waiting. They're trying to find the new Lil Pump, you know?
Right, yeah, for sure. It's like so, it's so much. Like we was just talking about this yesterday with Sour Matt. I was talking to him.
And shout out just, Sour Matt.
Shout out my
Sour
homie.
We need some Sour. Where you at?
And it was like, it's so much stuff going on the internet. It's like, you forget about something that happened 2 days ago because there's something else new in your face.
That's so facts, bro.
Like, you'll hear about this person, something happened to this person, then next thing you know, 2 days later, you hear you forgot about it, and you laughing at something else.
That's why you got to, like, hop in the grease when it's hot and just, like, fry shit up, you know?
Right.
Yeah, because, you know, like, you never know. Shit could be a wrap next week.
For sure.
You know?
Like, I'm really, like, people be like, bro, like, you've been doing, like, everybody, like, that, like, came up, that's like big directors or videographers, I would say, like right now, like then reached out to me before, from Cole Bennett to Locker.
Yeah.
Like Cole Bennett, he's do like a bunch of articles and still say my name in articles. Like,
yeah,
he's
no,
like,
for sure, for sure.
You know, paved the way for these type of videos. Cause like I said, it was literally nobody shooting videos back then.
Yeah. Like, especially y'all all being from Chicago, like you, like, you know?
Right. I really believe, like, it was like out of nowhere, I just look up and I got like 100,000 videographers following me. I'm like, what did y'all?
I just realized Locker's going to be pissed that we did this interview because you've been trying to link with me for a while. I got to do it now. I think I owe him one now.
He said I got to do it now.
I did the Cole Bennett one when he was still like, I think he might only had like 300,000 subscribers
like,
or something.
2 years ago or something. Huh?
At least 2 years ago. Yeah, it was crazy because he like blew the fuck up so big. When I did that interview, he was still kind of like a regular sized video director on YouTube. And then his shit went crazy.
Right.
We used to watch that fucking speed racing video all the time. That's
I remember.
We were like, oh shit, this
that was one of his game changing like video. Like, oh, this is crazy. Like,
you know? That pushed it over the top. What's it like seeing people that like were inspired by you fucking do a similar route to success that you did?
It's cool. Like, I love it. I don't hate. Like, no. Like, I still talk to Cole Bennett. Like, good work, bro. That's hard. Like, you know, it ain't no.
For sure.
Like, oh, what are you? Like, you know, it ain't no pressure, nothing like that. I mess with it. Like, if I can help any way I could, like, I'm cool with it. I ain't trying to be stiff on no information and nothing like that. Like, I'm with whatever.
I feel like, at the end of the day, like, encouraging other people is always going to be the best route in the long run. Like, you're always going to, like, have more positive things come out of like
hating
supporting
take too much
people.
Energy, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the point of me hating for? Like, good job, bro. Versus trying to spread the word, hating is like, I don't even have time for all that. Like, good job, bro. Keep it going. Like, you know,
that's what's up. What are your like goals or aspirations in terms of shit? I know you're working on that show, but in terms of whatever else you got going on or where you want to see yourself in 5 or 10 years, what's your plan?
Definitely, featured films like an hour 30 length, because like the ones I'm doing now is really like short films. Like, I just don't want to jump out the gate try to promote a real, you know, like film. So I'm doing the shorts, but 5-10 years for sure. 10 years movie theater for sure. Like, you could definitely be like, okay, I got something that's coming out in theaters. Like, if everything how I'm doing it working it at my pace, like, I don't want to rush it, like, try to hurry up and just get something and throw it out and be like, what is this? This is garbage, bro.
Yeah, for
sure. I'm just really taking my time, but 5, I can definitely have some full-length films out by then.
That's fire. That's something to look forward to right there.
Yeah, for sure.
Hell yeah. Anybody you want to shout out or anything we should keep an eye out for in the near future?
Definitely look out for Raid. I got Ray. I'm going to do that first, and I got another one I'm going to do after that. I don't know if I want to tell him the name.
Yeah, you got to keep it on ice.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to give him too much. Like,
Swagger,
you know,
Jackers out, right, here, you know.
Next thing you know, before I put it out, somebody else that came out with it. Hey, but man,
they're vicious.
Yeah, so I definitely be on the lookout for Ray. Shout out to everybody at Cinematic. That's who managed me. You know, Johnny Shipes. They're doing a show tonight, actually, the Smokers Club.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. With, they're from New York, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With J.D. Youngin and a bunch of people doing the show. But, yeah, definitely.
You do you do videos for them, too?
Yeah, yeah. J.D. Youngin, it's a bunch of people that sign up. Youngin Ace.
Yeah, that's a lot
Like, they got a bunch of, like, up-and-coming artists. And then they also got artists that's, like,
they've been fucking with some bigger people for
like
for
they got Cameron, T-Pain, like those type word? Of like artists that you would like.
They was fucking with like what's Joey Badass, right? Yeah, like you know, like Smoke Dizza.
You guys
like
gonna call the T-Pain Private Snap?
Yo, man,
he's saying about to make one.
The premium snap. He told about his girl's driving Bentleys off premium snaps and OnlyFans accounts.
Riley Reid. I was with Riley Reid, and I was like, Riley, you got to do it. And she hit him up, and he straight up was like, yeah, we're going to work together, blah, blah, blah. He's into it. He's trying to fuck Riley. He said he was a big fan.
Bro, that's so fire, though. His T-Pain's girl's driving Bentleys off the
premium snap? No,
he's just
other
saying
girls
like
are.
Other girls that he's seeing online.
That's facts.
Right.
I told T-Pain to bust it open, and he didn't respond to me. That's kind of fucked up.
Is you gonna let T-Pain pipe your shorty?
Nah,
for the private.
He
snap
could fuck
content.
Riley for sure, but my main girl, no. I think I'm gonna hold on to that.
Yeah. I'm gonna hold on.
I don't think T-Pain need all that right now.
T-Pain,
he had enough pussy.
What if T-Pain was trying to collab with y'all together?
He say collab like it's a song.
I don't know.
He said collab.
Is the bag right? Like me and T-Pain gonna do a song together and shit? That'd be kind of tight.
Yeah, you think you ever song? Gonna put out a song?
I'm trying not to. I'm trying to resist the urge. Like, if I do, you know I'm feeling myself too much.
Yeah, hey, bro. If you come out with the first song, I'm shooting a video.
Exactly.
You gotta get you a feature too.
I watched Lil Ack. Bro. Lil Ack, he already got the game unlocked.
He only put out like two songs.
Yeah, but I feel like that's Six I'm gonna let him hold up. That category.
He's just like, I
killed
this.
This is a creative spirit.
He was like, maybe this ain't for me. He just said,
this shit comes too much. Comes with this game.
That one Spanish one they got. That one was like, I ain't gonna lie.
Because he had a 6ix9ine verse. That's kind of crazy. Yeah,
he dropped it after he was shit.
He locked up, right? So he couldn't do the video.
Vulture.
Hey man, he should have shot that video before.
He didn't know he's gonna go to jail.
Hey, but look, to keep it real, that song wasn't even no fucking like I got the blicky with the stiffy. It wasn't even like right. So
they're liquidating all the 6ix9ine verses because you see that Josiah kid, he got one too.
Oh, where?
Yeah, he put out a video with
that call shot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then also, A Boogie had one, but the A Boogie one went crazy, like a ridiculous number of plays.
Well, right. That's because it was on A Boogie album. That
and
was like
A Boogie's popular in general. And just, also, he had it like right away as soon as 6ix9ine went in. I feel like 6ix9ine, I don't know, people are really. It feels like that was an era of like hip hop, mm-hmm. And then it feels like the era's over. Like, you don't hear people playing Gummo like that anymore.
Nah, no, for sure.
It's over.
You're not in the club. Niggas is not playing that in the club.
No, because we ain't snitching. We stick to that street code,
say,
you know?
He say he snitch gay.
Yeah. Are you shooting 6ix9ine first video as soon as he pop out of jail?
No, sir.
No? You're that, because of your loyalty to Chicago or because of the street code?
Both.
Wow. I heard.
But I ain't into the streets for real. I know. Like, I'm from it, but
they,
I ain't like in no gang. And
they said
you
was the one that took him to O Block and shot the.
Stop
and shot
it, bro. He went out there at like 3 o'clock in the morning with some girls.
We heard you took him there.
He was there at 3 o'clock in the morning, like and the birds chirping. They found out he didn't win at different times. But I ain't shooting no 6ix9ine.
That nigga.
He dissed all the guys.
He dissed the guys that like helped put you on bro. That you came up with.
Like
so
Reese,
I feel
that's
like,
my homie.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Like you ain't about to diss them today. I'm gonna just shoot your video.
And he didn't just say regular shit. I forget who he said exactly what to, but he was saying, suck my dick with your mother's lips.
Bro, like anybody say that to me, they
gone. That's crazy.
They gone.
Oh my God.
You can't just be saying that to me publicly and then just be walking around here like,
right.
Good, bro.
He ain't gonna do nothing. Yeah. Okay,
he's gonna be like a minister when he gets out. He's gonna be at a mega church.
I don't know what he's gonna do when he get out.
He'll start a new life down in Texas. He's gonna be wearing suits and shit.
Like, what could you even do? Like, I don't know. He could just go to the Spanish route and just make mommy.
Something that we don't understand, that we don't know what he's saying.
What if he just moved to Mexico and just become a fucking like?
It'd probably be the best bet because if he telling on people, how you gonna just walk around like that?
I mean, you can't put niggas like that in witness protection unless he literally just don't ever leave the house.
Remember him when he was walking out Melrose, though? Like 10 fucking security guards? Those are great days for hip hop.
How long is that bag going to last to where he get paid for that, though?
Exactly. Like, you got to pay, like, how much money for each security guard? Like, they're risking their, like, they're taking a bullet for you.
Yeah.
Like, some security guard, I don't see the point of security guards with no guns.
They said he spent like $100,000 in like a one trip, like a less than 2 weeks. Like,
they must
like
have brought the guns out, because
they are like real cops and shit with like bulletproof vests and all that shit.
He hired police.
But $100,000 for a week?
He really needed that, though, too, because if you think about him in California, like, there's probably a lot of people that would be ready to go to jail for 20 years to kill 6ix9ine. For the hood, you know, for like California.
Like literally, like, to have that stamp.
There's
like
a lot of people that probably would have been down to do that, you know? That's kind of crazy when you think about it. It's kind of sad, but also kind of understandable.
That's probably a thing in Chicago. It's probably a thing everywhere where it's like, if someone's hated, like, niggas are down to fucking throw away their whole life just to do it.
They'll be famous as fuck. You
know what's crazy? It probably won't even be nobody in Chicago. It'd be an out-of-towner watch them so much. Like, there would probably be nobody like in Chicago that'd be like, I'm going to kill you for Chief Keef. Like, it'll be a crazy fan that's been watching him
from
but
Russia.
They live in
fly out, stalk him.
Like Russia or somewhere that nobody is like, they be like, no, I'll do it for you. Mm. Like, it'll be somebody like that. That's crazy.
Crazy. All right, this was a fun time getting to know you and get to learn about the man behind the camera. So thank you very much for your time, bro.
Man, appreciate y'all for sure.
Oh, my God.
We're going to get him high now. We're going to make him hit the backwood.
He's trying to give me that Keith stuff.
Bro, it's 4:20. How long are you out here for?
Till Monday.
Bro, come on. You got to hit the blunt once, bro.
Come on. I'm going to get it.
Peer pressure to end the podcast. All right. Appreciate you, man.
I appreciate it.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes.